From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life, transform the world.
Hi, everyone. This mini episode is a short clip from our One You Feed Stress Reducer course. This comes from a section called Questions to Ask Yourself When You're Stressed. The course itself is on sale until Monday, March 26th at 11:59 p.m. After that, it is gone. If you're interested in the course, go to oneyoufeed.net/stress. Again, the Stress Reducer course is at oneyoufeed.net/stress. I hope that you check it out and enjoy this short clip. Another episode out, as always, on Tuesday. Bye. There's a bunch of questions that you can ask that fall into this, but I'll start with a couple of them, but they all kind of tie together. And essentially, it's, what am I making this mean? Or, what is the story I'm telling myself? Because stress is very largely introduced by what we think about what's happening. Now, this is not totally true. If you are suddenly about to be run over by a car, there's going to be a great deal of stress, and that's going to be natural. But a lot of the stress that we feel and what makes us feel overwhelmed is because we're assigning stories or meaning to the things that are happening. So if you can explore, what is it when you say, I'm worried about X, or I'm stressed about X, what does that mean? What is it that's threatened in that case? What is the worry? And then a corollary to this is to realize when we are taking a specific instance of a situation and blowing it out to be the way things always are. We call it all or nothing thinking or black and white thinking. So a fight with my husband means that we're going to get divorced and then the kids are going to grow up and then one of them's going to become a drug addict, and then that means that they're going to murder somebody, and then I'm going to have to go on Maury Povich as the parent of a kid who murdered someone, right? We have a tendency to take a very little thing and blow it up into big things because we've got some meaning attached to it. There's a story that's attached to it. And I think what we want to do is watch for those stories and understand what they are. Another variant on this is, how can I see this situation in a different light? Oftentimes, things that are unpleasant for us are also good for us. It's very interesting that a lot of stress research seems to show that the amount that we suffer from stress has to do to some extent with how much we think the stress is harming us. So in other words, you and I could have an equal amount of stress or pressure, but if you think it's a terrible thing and I think it's going to make me stronger, I'm going to respond much better in all respects, and a lot of them even physically. It's going to have less of a toll on my body than your body. So reframing things into a different light where possible can make these things seem less stressful, and recognizing that, okay, can I reframe this in a different light and saying, okay, I'm strong enough to handle this, or this means I'm developing this skill. So reframing, it's very similar to what am I making this mean, but it's a slightly different twist on that. The other thing is to ask yourself, what are you really feeling? Stress isn't exactly a feeling. Just like saying that I feel fat often for people means that we're tired, we're uncomfortable in our own skin, we feel guilty for eating too much, so we say, I feel fat. But what is the feeling underneath it? And same thing with stress. Are you tired? Are you overwhelmed? Are you pressured by time? Are you frustrated with someone? Are you angry? Are you sad? So look for what the emotion is that is under this general category of stress, and then it's going to allow you to deal with it more precisely. Another one that is often helpful for me is, I often feel very stressed when I feel trapped. Like, I have to do this, and I have to do that, and I have to do all these things. It's very helpful for me to remember that, no, I don't actually have to do any of it. Now, before you rear up and say, well, of course I have to do the things I have to do, you don't. People don't. People choose to not take care of their kids. People choose to not pay the mortgage. People choose to not go to work. You may not like the consequences of that. You may not like the consequences of the decision not to do any of that stuff, but you still have the decision. We have way more choices than we think we do. And remembering that is helpful because we can look and go, okay, I am choosing to do these things based on the values that I have. I'm spending this much time and energy on the kids because I value that. I'm working this hard because my work is important to me and the money that I bring home allows me to do X, Y, and Z for my family. Whatever those things are, if we can reframe it from I have to, this is something I'm choosing to do, it can be helpful.